in this case, what's worrying a lot of people is this uncertainty about that hangs over everybody's head.
Joachim Peter, who goes by Jojo, grew up in Chuuk during the 70s and 80s. He's currently a graduate student at UH Manoa and is among a group of residents who've organized under the name COFA Community Action Network, or COFACAN.
You have to engage the issues at the community level, because our responsibility is first and foremost to the citizens that are being affected by this.
COFA stands for Compact of Free Association. It allows citizens of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, and the Republic of Palau to live and work in the United States without a visa. In exchange, the U.S. has exclusive military control over the entire Micronesian region. The U.S. conducted extensive nuclear testing in the 40s and 50s. That military presence is still felt today, where they continue to use the area for missile launch test sites. But while COFA migrants pay local, state, and federal taxes, they often aren't eligible for many of the benefits those dollars go to support.
The federal benefits that COFA residents are not entitled to get are significant. It's not only the health benefits in terms of Medicaid, it's also food stamps. People can't get disability payments or SSI. If they become old and disabled, they get nothing.
Victor Geminiani is an attorney and the executive director of the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice. Hawaii stepped in to pick up certain medical benefits under the state's MedQuest program, but that coverage comes with a steep price. According to the Department of Human Services, about 13,000 COFA residents currently receive medical assistance. The state spends approximately $40 million annually after you take into account federal funding. Those costs are largely what spurred the current legal battle. David Duroff is a physician and executive director of Kokua Kalihi Valley, one of the largest providers of medical care to the COFA community on the islands. He says the recent court decision has left a lot of patients with unanswered questions.
A lot of concern about, have my benefits changed? It has been our understanding that nothing has changed at this point in time, that the governor has indicated that he does not intend to change it at the present time, and that people should have the same access to Medicaid services that they have had over the last couple of years.
Hawaii's Attorney General released a statement promising COFA citizens that their benefits will not be cut for now, but that doesn't give much confidence to people like Jojo.
The way the statement is framed is they will not change the coverage for COFA citizens until the case is resolved. And that's a very open-ended thing.
COFA advocates are still pursuing a legal case and have filed a petition for rehearing. In the meantime, Jojo and his COFA CAN are continuing to educate the community and organize them on a grassroots level. Molly Solomon for HPR News.